Welcome to our September 18th Equinox Shamanic Mentorship Session. I'm really glad you're all here. And I purposely waited until we started the recording to tell everybody so that those of you watching the recording will get this information too. Please get pen and paper because you're going to be answering some questions tonight and I want you to write it down. So if you don't already have pen and paper, you might want to get that. I could have mentioned that before, couldn't I? But I forgot. So we'll give everybody a minute to get some pen and paper. And again, if you're just showing up, feel free to go ahead and smudge and all of that good stuff. I want to welcome everybody who's coming on to the session right now. But yeah, make sure you have pen and paper to answer some questions. I want to make sure the advanced students, Gina Marie, Sandra, I got to put my glasses on. Gina Marie, Shelley, Sandra, and Paula, make sure you've got your phones close in case we have any challenges with the breakout group so I can text and, or whatever. I don't think it'll be an issue, and Rowan as well. I don't think it'll be an issue, but just in case, it's nice to have your phone close by and I can text you if there's anything going on. So we'll have Gina Marie, Shelley, Sandra, Rowan, Paula, that's great. That's everybody, right? So that's five breakout groups. So it's just going to be a couple people. I might actually put a couple advanced students in with other folks. So everybody got pen and paper. It looks like everybody's back. That's good. I want to, again, say welcome. Happy Equinox almost. It's this weekend. I'm excited about that. Okay. And thank you, Gina Marie, for letting me know. So the equinox for me and for a lot of people is about the harvest. We just had the full moon, the harvest moon. And this is the time where we're harvesting and we're reaping all of the rewards of all the things we did all summer and all the work we've been doing throughout the summer to grow all of these things, whether it's in your garden or whether it's in your life. So this is a time of harvesting and a real time of gratitude. To me, this is the Thanksgiving time because it's a time of just abundance and harvest and gratitude. So, okay. Paula, I'm going to put you in a group. Everybody just relax. We'll figure out the group thing. And if the phones don't work, we'll just do smaller groups because we could do three groups probably right now. And Gina Marie, Sandra, and Rowan are all on a laptop. So if it doesn't work for you all on the phone, don't even worry about it. We'll just move you to a different group with another advanced student. So this is our first night that we're going to do what's called breakout groups. And I'm going to do this before the shamanic journey because I knew if I waited till the end, people might just go, well, I shamanic journeyed. Okay, I'm out, and not do the breakout groups. So I'm being tricky that way. If you want a shamanic journey, you got to do this first. If you want your candy, you got to eat your, no, I'm just kidding. This is not vegetables. This is totally candy. We're going to have a lot of fun. But what I'm realizing is I really would like for you all to be able to connect more. And when we're here as a big group like this, you don't necessarily get to talk because we need to mute you so that we can hear everything. And you don't really get to know each other. And those of you who are coming to the retreat in October 11th through 13th, there's still room for a couple more people. If anybody would like to hop in, love to see you there. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to be doing some different stuff this time. I'm really excited about, and I will not be the only person teaching, which is also really cool. And I just lost my train of thought because I was thinking about the retreat, but we're going to be going into these breakout groups so that you can get to know each other. And what I was thinking was you'll get to know each other at the retreat a little bit as well. But this is a great way to get to know each other. For those of you who can't make it to the retreat, get to know each other here. And I want you to have some idea of who else is here. Because not everybody really interacts on the Facebook group, but not everybody's on Facebook. And so this is a really nice way. We're just going to go into super small groups, maybe four people in each group. So you're not going to be sharing with a bunch of other people, just with your small group, these questions that I'm going to ask you. The other thing I want to assure you of and let the people watching the recording know is that you will not be recorded. Once you go into a breakout group, you're no longer being recorded. I'm the only thing being recorded. Ready for my close-up. So you will not be recorded. No one will hear your answers. It will not be available to anybody except whoever's in your small group. So I just want to assure you of that. We tested that the other day to make sure. And so I'll put you all in groups. I'm going to stay out of the small groups because I need to keep recording here. So for those who are going to watch this recording, excuse me, you're going to have a chance to answer these questions, and probably what will happen is Madison will edit it so that then it goes back to everybody coming back. So what I'd like when we go into these breakout groups is for the advanced students who are there to, you know, to take over leadership of the group, let everybody know who you are, and start, you know, maybe you can answer the questions first just to get the energy moving, and then support other people in stepping up to answer the questions as well. And if you're the group leader, take some notes, just bullet points. I don't want anybody's personal business shared, but if somebody says, I'm trying to manifest a better job or something, whatever, you know, something like that, more general things. Because when we come back as a big group, I want some of the advanced students to share just some outline, just bullet points, because then you're going to see that probably a lot of you have similar answers, even though you were in different groups. So thank you for trying this with us tonight. It's the first time we're going to do it. I'm hosting tonight, which usually doesn't happen because I don't necessarily consider myself technically savvy. So this will be fun. Everybody just Reiki it. Just help me out here. So what I want to do is ask three questions that I really like. These are questions that I just get so buzzed thinking about these questions. I love it. So, and you can write these down, and I'm going to give you chance to sit with it. Maybe we'll have somebody sing to you or something while you're answering them. So this is question number one. What is the true nature of my essential self? I'm going to write this in the chat box. You can see it too. What is the true nature of my essential self? And that's really self with a big S. Okay. And it's in the chat box if you didn't get it. What is the true nature of my essential self? Then the second question is, what is blocking me from it? What is blocking me from it? What is blocking you from the true nature of your essential self? And the third question is, what action can I take to realign with it? What action can you take to realign with it, meaning realigning with your essential self? And all of those, again, are in the chat box if you need it. What is the true nature of my essential self? What is blocking me from it? What action can I take to realign with it? Now, essential self, you're each going to take that the way you take it. I'm not going to tell you what essential self means. I'm not going to put that in a box for you. I saw that, Rowan. Back at you. But each of you gets to decide for yourself, what does essential self mean to you? So let's take a few minutes. I'm going to give you about 5 minutes. Let you answer these questions here for yourself and just sit with them for a moment. And then we'll go into breakout groups, small breakout groups, and you can share. And hi, Megan. I just saw that you're here as well. And if you do have a question, just put it in the chat box and I'll answer for you. I think I'm going to rattle just so I'm not sitting here being weird. You all can keep working on those. I'm going to work on starting your breakout groups. Okay, so some of you are going to have four people in your room. Some are going to have three people. This has got a breakout room. Advanced students, when you're complete, will you text me that you're complete, because I don't want to bring everybody back too soon. If you end up answering these questions together and because I'm going to bring everybody back. You don't have to worry about that. I'll open it up. You'll have 60 seconds to get back, and it'll automatically do that. If you have answered all the questions and you're complete, then connect with each other. Where are you from? If you want to share maybe what you do for a living or what you've been up to this summer, like, just get to know each other if you have extra time, okay? So I'm going to open all the rooms. Just text me if there's any issues. You might need to click join. There we go. You want to click that join button. There we go. You got it, Ruthie? Well, it's not letting me add you. Oh, thank you. Unmute. Can you get it, Ruthie?
I can't get my mouse to move. I can call back my phone. Let's see. Hang on. Where'd everything go?
Can you get it?
Now my whole screen went black.
Okay.
I don't know what happened. Oh, now it's back. Yeah, I think Maybe I should just call back on my phone.
Okay.
Because I can't get it to work at all.
Okay. Try that and I'll put you in a room.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I'll do that.
Well.
My ears.
There, Ruthie?
I'm here.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to move you to a different. Oh, I got to assign you. Not joined. Okay. Assign to. I'm going to put you in breakout room. Come on. Let's see what's going on here. I'm going to put you in breakout room 4. So assign to 4. Hopefully it'll just take you over there. Okay. Start to mute yourself and talk to everybody. There you go.
Thank you.
That wasn't too messy.
It was good.
Good.
Very sweet.
See if we can get everybody back here. Okay. One by one.
Yeah. We just have Dolly from our group missing. Go Bloom.
Y'all rock that. I mean, my phone's been blowing up with text messages, but we rock it. Glad it worked. Okay, let's see if we can get everybody back.
And then you wanted me to mute everybody again? There it is.
You don't have to mute everybody yet.
Okay.
Okay, it looks like we're all back. So thank you all for being patient. People leading the groups, you shouldn't have to have controls. You should just unmute yourself in chat. That should be all you have to do. But I ended up moving a bunch of people into other rooms. I hope I didn't interrupt anything because we couldn't get it all worked out. But we got to chat. So I just want to check in. If there's anybody besides the group leaders, is there anybody who wants to share just a little bit about what you got from this? What is, you know, your answers or just sharing with each other? Anybody? Anybody?
I feel that we all had a lot in common, which isn't surprising.
Wait, who is this? Ladybug? You're gonna, we can't hear you very well, honey.
Sorry.
There we go.
I found that we all had a lot of similarities in what we were saying.
Yeah.
Or I connected with everybody, which is not surprising.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice sometimes to go into small groups and recognize that everybody's dealing with the same stuff, just in a different way. So yeah, thanks for sharing that. Hold on, Jess and Bobby, let me see if I can unmute them. Jess and Bobby, did you want to share a little bit? I know it's the whole group, but you didn't get to share because you couldn't unmute your phone.
Can you hear us now?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, perfect. We were trying so hard.
No.
We hit start
hit all the buttons
many times. Yeah, I would share. Yeah, even the whole group, that's totally fine. I feel like the true nature of my essential self is a fun, wise, and compassionate person. That's who I really would like to be. And I think what is currently blocking me from it is feeling overwhelmed often. And I think something, the action that I can take to realign with it would probably be to just slow down and focus and remember to enjoy the journey.
Yeah.
And I think that's the most important thing. It's really just to enjoy it while we're here. And I think I have a hard time remembering that.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. I really appreciate you doing that with the full group. There's only like 20 of us here, so it's not that many. Yes, okay. Did you want to share?
Was it me?
Yes. Yeah, did you want to share? You don't have to if you want to.
Sure. Yeah, let's see. The true nature of my essential self. I wrote down a joyful, explorative, tenacious healer. And what's blocking me from that is currently very literal, and it's hormones. And that I just, about once a month, I have a few days where everything is just so much more challenging. And being really in touch with that cycle and realizing how it's like getting a roadblock every few weeks, and how it slows me down sometimes. So what I can do to take a lax action and be more aligned with my true self was to make space for my menstruation, make space for my hormones, to give it room so that I can like structure my life better around that, but also to see a doctor and meditate more. And then also to remember just to stay focused on love and light during the hard days. Yeah, just to stay focused. This is only a few days every month. Always in.
Well, thank you for sharing. I appreciate that. I know they didn't get to share in the small group because of technical issues. Was there anybody else that was muted and didn't get to share that would like to share now? I don't know if anybody else got stuck on mute or anything. So, Rowan, what were some of the highlights from your group? Bullet points.
A lot of the highlights were definitely being authentic. Like, authenticity came up several times, overcoming old beliefs and programs, we were not as like everybody's saying the same thing. So we were very, like, we all had very different experiences. So there wasn't a lot of overlapping. So I appreciate a lot of the things that everyone said. So we were, we all definitely had separate things. So as we talked afterwards, we definitely resonated with that. So there was definitely a thing that of trust that came through, and old patterns and beliefs that were ancient as well as passed down from our current lineage that we were working through. And there was definitely a whole, like, you know, as we learn, we teach, and as we teach, we learn. I think that came through with a lot of us, because everyone in our group taught me something, because everybody had something so different to share. Like, we were actually on opposite spectrums, where I love hearing that there was a group that was like, oh, we all were the same. And we were like, oh, we were all very different, but we all acknowledged that we all had those feelings too. So I love that.
Awesome. Thank you. How about you, Gina Marie?
Yeah, this was really, I liked this, and I really appreciated the authenticity and in the group. It felt really sweet and a lot of honest sharing. And we had similar themes, of course, like the details were different, but the themes, love came up a lot for the first question, the true nature, love, compassion, higher self, kindness, creation, peace. And then there was a big theme of letting go, you know, of what is blocking me and what can I do, was the not letting go and the letting go, whether it was of old patterns, behaviors, how we see ourselves or how we want to be seen, or old things that we know are not necessarily helping us, but the fears of letting go and the fear of not letting go, how they kind of push and pull.
Let me move on to Shelley. Is that okay? Let me move on to Shelley, because that was all great stuff. I want to get to a couple more people, and then I want to go into Journey. I just don't want to run out of time, but thank you. What you shared was perfect. I appreciate it. Okay. Shelley, how about you? What were some of the bullet points?
There were three of us, and we were all super similar. We were of the earth and stars, we're light and love, all seeing unconditional love. And it seems that we all share mind chatter, trust issues, control issues, fear. These are all the things that are getting in our way. Yeah. Cultural norms, just generally being human. Mm-hmm. And we all agree that meditation is a big way to help remove that block, and yoga, which is something that I had forgotten, but I'm really glad that came up, because that's another great way to align.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, in very tangible ways. A lot of you all are coming up with super tangible ways to recommit to realignment, and that gives you something to work with. That's great. Thanks. What about you, Sandra, and your group?
What I thought was interesting to me was the connection we all had in what was holding us back from our essence, even though our essences were different. Mm-hmm. But it was like there was the lack of energy and the feeling of being drained. also fear and anger, and anger turned inwards. So like self-doubt, self-judgment, self-criticism, and not trusting, self-judgment. I don't know if I said that. And things to do, several of us brought up, being in a community, being with others, can help bring that self in a safe community, like being in this group, offer opportunities for practicing trust and self-trust, and getting over the self-judgment and the self-criticism.
Mm-hmm. Great, though. Yeah, those are really good. Thank you. And I'm sure everybody resonates with that for sure. Paula, I'm trying to unmute you. Can you unmute yourself, please? So was there anything you want to share? I know I had to put you in a different group, but you know, you're still a leader within the advanced group. So was there anything you wanted to add?
Really appreciated the vulnerability and the honesty in the group that I was in. I ended up in Sandra's group because I was having technical stuff, and just the ability to listen to each other, truly listen, was really nice. Yeah. Everybody was very, attentive and vulnerable because we felt safe. So that was nice. So thank you for that opportunity.
Yeah, that's awesome. And maybe we should practice so you all can do it from your phone and it'll be easier next time. But we did pretty good considering. we just jumped in the deep end. Everybody's like, I don't have a swimsuit. What are we doing? So that was fun, you all. Thank you. I'd like to do a little bit more of that from time to time just so you can get to know each other a little bit. It's nice for you to connect. And so let's do a shamanic journey and take all of your answers and these questions into that shamanic journey and, you know, see about connecting with your essential self. Who are you when you're fully aligned with your essential self? How does that feel? How does that look? How do you visualize that? Who are you in the world when you're doing that? Okay. So let's take a moment and go ahead and get comfy. I'm going to turn off some things here. Take some nice breaths to go ahead and get comfortable for journeying. And just taking some nice breaths into your belly. Thank you, everybody. That was really great. I super appreciate it. I wish I could have been in all the groups, but I'm glad to hear from people. I appreciate it. I'm really glad you all are here, in case I forgot to say that. It's always great to connect. So take a moment, get comfortable. Nice cleansing breaths. Close your eyes. You can put a little eye cover over your eyes if you want. And so, if you've never done this before, we're just going to jump in and you'll be great. You'll figure it out. You'll be great. So with your eyes closed, just go ahead and imagine your portal door that you're going to step through into your sacred space. You can go ahead and find your way into your sacred space. Just take a moment to connect with what your sacred space looks like at this time. Has it changed at all? Does it look exactly the same as it always does? Has it shifted at all? Is there anything you'd like to pay particular attention to? And of course, connecting with your guides, internally inviting them in to circle up around you, your animal totems, your teachers, your protectors, your ancestors, beings of light, plant totems, whatever you get is perfect. Just reconnecting with them, taking a moment to say hi. Keep that relationship open. Just check in with them. And maybe take a moment to ask your guides for a gift, or maybe they want to give you more than one. Ask them for a gift that will help you embody your essential self. And then just continue to connect with them, whatever they'd like to do with you and whatever you'd like to be proactive about, to connect with this essential self, to bring compassion, which is our theme this month, bring compassion to those blocks, those challenges. And figure out what you can commit to create the shifts.
Vulnerability.
vulnerability. Medicine. Breathing into your belly. Wherever you are on your journey, make your way back to your sacred space if you're not already there, and connect with your guides once again if you're not already connected with all of them in that space. I'd like for you to imagine how you visualize your essential self walking up to stand right in front of you, your beautiful essential self. And when you can see your essential self standing in front of you, give them a hug. And as you're hugging them, take a nice deep breath into your belly and infuse into your essential self and become one with your essential self with the intention of sacred remembering. And breathing into that to allow that to integrate. Ask one of your guides to bring to you your brand newborn self. You, when you just got onto the planet, you are pure. You are completely unencumbered. You are that purest essential being. And just take your newborn self into your arms and remember this goodness, this sweetness, this purity. It's just a big ball of pure love right there in your arms. And I want you to touch your finger to the third eye of your infant self gently, activating the intention that you will remember your essential self always. Setting the intention that you remember who you are. Remember who you are, little one. And then place just a couple fingertips right on the heart of your newborn self and just feel that precious heartbeat. That's you. That is you. Just breathing into the beauty of that, the celebration of that, the celebration of your life. Let's celebrate you. Breathing deeply, integrating all of this beautiful medicine. Just allow this infant newborn self to integrate into your heart, into a sacred space where your newborn self is always held. They can be held by guides. They can be held by angels. They can be held by you. They can be held by all of the above. Anything that feels good to you. Anything that feels good to you. See that in your heart and bring your newborn self into your heart to be held. Held, appreciated, loved, and cherished. Celebrated. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And just taking your time whenever you are ready. You can tell your guides, thank you. As you step back through your portal door, of course, your guides are always welcome to come with you. I like to bring them back through and circle them up around me in my physical space. And then close that portal door. And you don't have to rush to waking up and opening your eyes. Just take a minute and really breathe into your belly and give yourself some space to continue to integrate the beautiful medicine work that you just did. What a gift to see a beautiful circle of all of you holding your brand new self. That was really amazing. That was really beautiful. And I was holding my little newborn self too. So thank you so much for being here. This has been a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to, next Wednesday. Is that the fourth Wednesday? The fourth Wednesday, which I think is next week, Rowan is going to be sharing. So same bat time, same bat channel. We'll send you an email with the link. She may only do about 30 minutes. She may do 45, she may do a full hour, but it's not going to be as long as the regular session. And she's going to be sharing about how to really stay in your practices, in your mojo, in all those things you want to stay in when the poop is hitting the fan, when it's just, you just can't imagine how you're going to get back to yourself. And she has a powerful story that she may or may not get into details, but she has a powerful story of how she did that and found ways to stay in alignment and on the planet. And is there anything you want to add, Rowan, about that?
I don't know. Like, I just know that as soon as we talked about it and I chose to share about it because I felt so masterful there, I got to be challenged again, which was really beautiful.
And have a lot to share next week.
Yeah. So it's an ongoing practice is what I will say. And so we get to do it together and we get to continue to do it together. So right. It's really beautiful.
And if it's a small group like tonight, you know, she may unmute everybody and have conversation too. And so it's going to be really different than this.
I love dialogue. So it probably
have some dialogue, connect with each other. I'm going to try to be there too. And I'm really excited and I really like adding value and bringing in these advanced students to share with each of you. So thank you so much for being here. Really do so much appreciate each of you. I'm going to hit unmute if I can figure it out so that everybody can say goodnight. So thank you. And thanks for all your help, advanced students.
Good night. Thank you.